Hi, this is Akash Kapoor.
And this is Amr Sami.
And you're listening to the restart of What's the Problem? It's finally here, Amr. We brought this back from the dead, back to life. Thanks for joining me this time.
Absolute pleasure. It was something I really wanted to get into, extenuate what I do as an investor, right? Just have amazing conversations with founders day in, day out, and share those interesting insights with everyone else. Are you excited to bring this back?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it helps to have someone else do it with me, but I'm excited to bring it back. I think I get to see what I should have done better, hopefully create something that's still valuable for people to listen to. And people were a fan of it before, but I couldn't really maintain what I was doing. So things look a bit more optimistic at this point.
Anything else you'd want to do differently at this time around?
Yeah, I don't know where to start. I think the core of the show, I would love to be exactly the same. We look for founders who are trying to solve a problem, who are experts in their domain, entrepreneurs who really want to learn more about how to solve a specific problem through the means of what they're creating. And I think those sorts of insights that you generate are still, you know, going to be the most important part of the show. But there are certain things that definitely need to be tweaked. As I look back, I'm definitely embarrassed about the gender diversity of the first four episodes, not having a female founder published. That has to change. And we definitely talked about this before, but we want to keep at least a 50-50 type of ratio there to make sure that we're giving the right attention to everyone and trying to provide some kind of equity in terms of the exposure that we provide. And other than that, I mean, I want to formalize some things. I want to keep the scheduling going properly, get episodes in on a timely basis. I did even have a recording at one point. We did a re-recording for Zarya from iTamarind this season, but I actually recorded an episode that I wasn't able to edit and get out in time. So I think properly formalizing it and doing all that will be great. And then, of course, I'll have an awesome co-host this time.
That's very kind of you, but definitely helping out with the organization piece. Like I said, it is a bit of a behemoth task when it comes to podcasting. You don't really realize. So just trying to, you know, fit that in with everything else. So definitely understand why. I think it's just going to work so much better this time, hopefully with me on board and being able to for you to have some downtime as well. Why is it so important for things to be organized?
I think I didn't do it intentionally, but last time I very much treated it like an MBA project. I didn't expect it to get seen by many people beyond my friends. I was trying to get some opportunities at the time that were maybe not as ambitious as what we're trying to do now. And so when I all of a sudden had a few thousand listeners, I had people subscribing, and I didn't feel like I was doing that much. It was quite stressful to not be able to deliver, to not be able to publish an episode that I'd already recorded, and kind of still keep doing everything I was doing in the startup ecosystem. So yeah, in order to keep this going afloat and making sure that it's of high quality for viewers and listeners for a long time, it's just really important to keep it organized.
Well, a few thousand, that's pretty impressive.
I think it sounds better than it is. You know, you get a few aunties and uncles sharing things, and then you can kind of keep that going at the beginning. You get a bit of a buzz. My MBA cohort was kind of behind me, I think, which was helpful. But, you know, these things run very quickly, and you have to maintain it. You have to not let them fall. And I definitely did. So it's going to take a bit of work for us to get back to that sort of level. But I'm definitely confident we can do it.
There you go. There's a new growth hack strategy. Instead of product-led growth, it's auntie-led growth. Share it to every auntie, and they share it to the next one. And by the end of it, it's world domination.
What do you want to keep the same about the podcast that you liked before?
I think what really drew me in and what got me really involved was that we were not trying to unicorn chase or just try and feature some star names in the VC world or successful operators. For sure, they definitely do provide some amazing insights, but for me, something that I really truly believe in is that everyone has an insight to give and a story to tell, and so I love hearing those unheard stories and being able to share them with the wider world.
Everyone needs that opportunity, and hopefully we can kind of shed light on the people that we think deserve it, and hopefully those are the people who we do deserve to get that kind of exposure as they should. Right, so tell the tale for the audience. How do we become partners on this? How do we meet?
At the start of COVID, me and Akash both met on the Future VC program. I think both of us were trying to hustle in and get more involved in the startup ecosystem. And since the program ever left, we kept in touch. And Akash had moved and became an operator at Nossa Data and is doing amazingly well. I managed to land a gig at a VC fund, Simlin Capital. And then pretty much after we, you know, met after work and just catching up as always, we both had the kind of itch about really kickstarting something and doing something a bit more for the whole community. And ever since that, we've brainstormed a couple of ideas and make most sense to kickstart What's the Problem again.
Yeah, I'm just curious actually, how long did it take us to meet in person for the first time?
Well, I mean, you had like restrictions and all sorts of...
Yeah, we didn't break any rules, but yeah, I think definitely something that I wasn't used to have some close professional connection to that degree. It's always good, I guess, to have someone you can be open with in terms of like what you're doing in your job applications and what you're doing career-wise, and have a confidant who's doing the same thing as you. But yeah, it's kind of interesting that I think it was at least a year until we actually met, maybe even longer.
It's always a bit weird because, like you said, like when you meet people the first time over LinkedIn, part of me thinks, is this person a psycho? Like, what have I got myself into here? But luckily it was all right. And like, again, I think Akash bought me coffee. So, you know, I mean, that's a sign of a true friendship right there.
Yeah. I don't remember actually seeing your camera on in Future VC. So I could have been very surprised with anything that I saw. But yeah, I think we can get this going and I'm really excited to kind of kick this off. Thanks for tuning into this. Hopefully this was a bit of a background on what we're doing this time. We'll be looking to get out regular episodes and we'll start soon. Thank you for listening and tune into our first episode. Subscribe, like any content, and you'll be the first to hear of what we do.
Take care, guys. Cheers.